Joyfully Lutheran, Chapter 5. The Fifth Commandment, you shall not murder. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, so that we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body, but help and support him in every physical need. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to weep and a time to laugh. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1, 3, and 4. God and government are not included in this commandment, Large Catechism, Part 1, chapter, or paragraph 181. To punish evildoers, God has delegated his authority to the government, not parents, Large Catechism, Part 1, paragraph 181. Now, says Luther, we go forth from our house among our neighbors to learn how we should live with one another. Large Catechism, Part 1, paragraph 180. So that we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body. At first glance, it seems we can make short shrift of this commandment and move on to the next. I'm no murderer, after all. Not too many people are. It would seem that on the path to joy, we might joyfully waltz past this one and on to other real challenges. Not so fast. As with all the law, God not only expects our hands, feet, and mouths to do and say the right things, but he also expects our thoughts to be sinless. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew 5, verse 48. Jesus himself does not lighten the burden of the commandment. He increases it exponentially. Jesus lays bare the anger that gives birth to murder. You have heard that it was said of those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 26. The Apostle John captured Jesus' thought. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. 1 John 3:15. Luther summarizes Jesus' words above. He says that we must not kill, neither with hand, heart, mouth, signs, gestures, help, nor counsel. Therefore, this commandment forbids everyone to be angry, except those, as we said, who are in the place of God. Large Catechism, Part 1, paragraph 182. This commandment does not restrain legitimate punishment by government for heinous crimes, Romans 13, 1-4. Nor does this commandment apply to soldiers engaged in just wars. I have not murdered anyone, but I have hated. According to the exacting standard of the New Testament, I am a murderer. Why do I choose such horrible thoughts of retribution rather than forgiveness and joy? Why does my hatred gain? Surely my brother, not my brother, Matthew 18. What does it earn me but God's wrath and displeasure? But help and support him in every physical need. Yet the positive side of this commandment is all the more damning. I am to help and support my neighbor in every physical need. Truth be told, I'm sluggish in even speaking to my neighbors. I'm often so absorbed with my own woes that I fail to compassionately inquire about the well-being of others. If someone should ask me for a little money for a legitimate need, I feel as though I'm being asked to give away my sacred gods and idols, masking my greed with a show of responsibility and caution. What shall be said of me at the last trump? As you did not do it to the least of these, You did not do it to me. Matthew 25:45. Oh, Jesus, help! I am curved in on myself and joyless. You, Jesus, loved the man with the unclean spirits and freed him. Mark 1:25. You healed the sick and oppressed. Mark 1:29-39. You had compassion on lepers, touched and cleansed them. Mark 1:41. You healed the paralytic. Mark 2:3-12. You healed the man with a withered hand. Mark 3:1-5. You healed the man oppressed by a demon. Mark 5:1-20. You healed the woman with the flow of blood. Mark 5:34. You raised Jairus' daughter, Mark 5:42. You fed the 5,000, Mark 6:30-44. You had compassion on the Canaanite woman, Mark 7:24-30. Fed the 4,000, Mark 8:1-10. Healed the blind man at Bethsaida, Mark 8:22-26, and much more. You, Jesus, loved your enemies and still do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23:34. You, O blessed Christ, kept the fifth commandment for me. Why am I joyfully Lutheran? The fifth commandment reveals the sinful depths of my selfish heart, accuses me and slays me, yet I believe it is Jesus who forgives my sin and resurrects in me the joy of loving and serving others. We pray. Lord Jesus, you instruct me by word and deed that I am to refrain from evil thoughts, words, and deeds against my neighbor, and I am to help and support him in every physical need. I thank you, Jesus, that you call out my sin by your clear word of law. I thank you that you give me a glowing example of love for my neighbor in all you did during your earthly walk. I confess my joyless, petty, constant infractions against this commandment. I confess my horrid sin. I have even seethed with hatred toward others, desiring hurt and harm. My thoughts, words, and deeds condemn me. O Savior of the wretched, healer of the blind, forgive me, a wretched blind sinner. Heal my cold heart with your touch and make me your own. Give me your heart of mercy, love, and joyful peace. I plead it for your sake. Amen.